And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hi, everyone. Oh my goodness, it's been a while. We just wanted to say thank you so much for being patient with us. Each of us health practitioners have been in our own season of life, and we are a very organic group of women that literally don't force what doesn't flow. So we took a couple of weeks to just kind of regroup, and we are excited to be back to kick off this amazing brand new week as we approach spring. This is Janelle Petrosino, integrative health practitioner and personal trainer today. And I just want to share a message with you that is on my heart. I personally am a gut health and fertility specialist. So a lot of my passion and my excitement that I share with others stems back to those things. And so today I'm really excited to talk a little bit with you about just a clear cut, just vital message that I want to share with you as you roll into this next week. Even if you are not somebody that is going through a fertility journey, this is still a message that you can apply to your own journey no matter what stage you are in. So if this is an episode that you think can resonate to somebody else, send it to them. Or if you know someone personally that's going through a fertility struggle specifically, this would be a really, really great episode for them as well. But for those of you that don't know my story personally, my infertility journey is what was the foundation of what led me to becoming a health practitioner. And the day that I overcame my 4.5, almost 5-year battle with secondary unexplained infertility was the day that my life changed. And I had no clue of it at the time. And that's kind of the point of this message. So basically, I went through unexplained infertility after already having my daughter. So that essentially means that I wasn't able to get pregnant again after giving birth. So I knew my body could do it. And it was a really, really treacherous, hard experience because I really didn't get a lot of support and guidance from the practitioners and doctors and providers that I went to. A lot of them basically just, you know, told me that my only option was fertility treatments. And what was really interesting is that, you know, I didn't have any reproductive issues. So it didn't make sense as to why I was going through infertility. And what I didn't know at the time is that a lot of times your fertility issues stem back to other health issues in your body. In other words, imbalances in your body. But when you go to the fertility clinics and or a reproductive doctor like OBGYN or, you know, they focus on the reproductive organs. They don't really typically focus on you as a whole person. And so all of those providers missed a lot of things about me and essentially my fertility. And so it wasn't until I met the 7th doctor, to make a very long story short, we got to the root of the problem. And the problem was that I had underlying gut imbalances in my body. I had undiagnosed food sensitivities and nutritional deficiencies that were causing hormonal imbalances, that were causing imbalances in my menstrual cycle and a ripple effect of things. And that is when I kind of stepped away from trying to conceive and I started focusing rather on becoming healthy. And this is a message that I think the world just needs to know, especially because back when I was going through fertility struggles, it was 1 in 8 couples suffered from infertility. And now it's 1 in 6, which means just in a couple of years, it's actually becoming more and more common for couples to have issues getting pregnant. And it's mainly because of the toxic world that we live in, the high stress, fast pace mentality that we live in, among other things, right? Our standard American diet. Like there are so many different factors that contribute. But one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that your fertility is a vital sign and your body is going to shut down your fertility if your body is too toxic, if your gut is out of balance, if there are underlying things that need support, because your body is only going to allow you to get pregnant if it feels safe enough or that it's secure enough to be able to carry out the pregnancy. It's actually your body doing you a favor. So, you know, thankfully there was this feeling in my gut that literally kept just saying, you know, don't give in. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's get to the root of the problem, because I was actually more afraid of not fixing it. I didn't want chronic health issues down the road. And so that's why I named my practice Intuitive Health, because you feel it in your gut when you have that intuitive pull to keep going. Like, you shouldn't ignore it. And so what I really want to talk to you today about is the fact that now, looking back and how long it actually took me to overcome my fertility struggles, I wouldn't change that for the world, because the person that I became in the process is the biggest blessing that came out of that experience. I not only, you know, became healthier, and I rebalanced my body, and I regulated my menstrual cycle. And of course, I got pregnant again. I actually went on to have 3 more healthy pregnancies, which was such a victory for me. But I became such a confident version of me. I became confident in who I was. I became closely connected to God and my faith, which at the time when I first started my fertility journey was kind of laughable. You know, I kind of just was like, brushed it off. You know, it made me uncomfortable. I really leaned in. I learned how to be patient and trust in things that I had yet to see. And in the process, I actually became the version of myself that was able to handle the blessing that was coming. I needed to mature so much in my faith, in myself, in my lifestyle, in my habits, in order to be able to juggle the blessing ahead. And that was becoming a mom of 4. Little did I know at that time, I felt like I would never overcome it. And so I really just wanted to point this out today, because it's so interesting. I actually, unfortunately, just went through a really, really tough season personally. I lost my father about 11 days ago. I'm an only child. I had a really great dad. He was so proud of this podcast. And it's been really tough. Truthfully, it's been really tough, but I even recognize characteristics in myself and how I am handling my grief and how I am explaining things to my children and going through this tough season that I know stem back to that really tough journey when I was struggling to get pregnant. Those times that I had disappointment after disappointment, but I decided to continue to put one foot in front of the other, and I decided to continue to lean into my faith and trust and believe and ask myself every day, how can I improve myself 1% today? Learn something new today about my body? How can I inform myself? And that led me to becoming who I am today, who now, almost 8 years later, I have my own health practice, and I'm guiding other couples to do the same. I just had one of the couples that I was working with give birth to their first child as a result of going through my 6-month program, and it's just all for full circle. That disappointed, lost version of myself that could have given up 100 million times in the thick of it just decided to keep going and to keep seeking answers and to keep educating herself and continuing to trust in God and leaning in. And it's just such a beautiful testament to what happens when you do those things and when you commit, right? You commit to getting answers and getting to the root of the problem. And that is the entirety of my mission here on earth, is to educate women on how their bodies function and educate them on how their lifestyle habits are directly related to their fertility. And for a lot of you out there listening to this that are frustrated and overwhelmed and feeling lost, I want you to know that there's likely a solution. It's just, you have to be willing to grow through what you go through. As one of my favorite sayings, which is a very, very liberating experience when you can fully get yourself to the point of surrender, where you're like, okay, I know that if I do the right things, that my outcome is going to be far greater than it is to stay stuck here in this same mindset and continue to do the same things and expect a different result and drive myself crazy. Embrace the journey. The journey is the blessing, you guys. Do not miss the journey. Instead of looking at whatever you're going through right now and saying, why is this happening to me? I encourage you to be the version of yourself that instead says, why is this happening for me? What can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? That's what I want you to take away this week. That you're probably in the thick of it right now. You're in a season, whether it's a fertility journey or not, you're probably going through something. And I know that myself and all of the practitioners that make up this Four Women, Four Health podcast are in the thick of something. We're all going through different things. And what we need to remember is that it's who we are becoming in the process that really matters, and that when we surrender control and we allow ourselves to get outside of our comfort zones, that is when we truly evolve into the most strong version of ourselves, the ones that can handle the hardships and the ones that can handle the blessings too. So whatever you're going through, I just want to encourage you to acquire that mindset this week and really dive in, lean in. Don't retract from people and things that you know are only going to help you grow through this. Lean into those things. For example, when I was in the thick of it and I recognized that I had nutritional deficiencies, I had to take a really big step back and look at my nutrition and say, wow, there are a lot of habits that I have to change here. And it wasn't easy, but on those days that it felt really difficult and I wanted to just run away in the other direction and just eat fast food and give up, those are the days that I forced myself to the grocery store and did my meal prep anyway. And there was never, ever a time that I regretted leaning in or showing up. And so I encourage you, it's just two words. Remind yourself in those moments, just say it under your breath, lean in. Lean in. Like, how can I lean in right now and do something and lean into the things that I know are only going to bring me closer to my goals? Lean into the things that are only going to help me get uncomfortable and become better. So, this week, will you promise me that you'll lean in and that you'll have faith in the process and that you'll trust that you're becoming the best version of yourself as a result of whatever you're going through? Just have faith in it. And I promise you, you will thank me later and you will never regret you did. Thank you so much for being patient with us, and we look forward to being back soon. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to Four Women, Four Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.